You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, authors, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Rob Goldstein, author of 51 Colors of Seduction. Rob's book talks about falling into one of the five sexual zones, and he has come to Enterprise Radio to talk about this more in detail. Rob, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, and thank you for having me on the show.
You're very welcome. So, Rob, how did you come up with the title of your book, and why did you start to write this?
Wow, great question. I started to write the book 8 years ago. The book 8 years ago was called 50 Ways to Seduce Your Wife. True story. It was out of a divorce, and having been married to a very, very insatiable woman that I spent time trying to please a woman, after the divorce I decided to write the book about values and boundaries, which is really what the book is all about, because without values and boundaries and respecting values and boundaries, you're doomed for failure. So the book was started 8 years ago. It was shelved when I met the woman who I eventually got engaged to, actually twice, who was the love of my life. There was no way she was going to let me write this book, and I shelved it. And after the great successes with Shades, all of my friends encouraged me to write my book. It has so much meaning, and has a lot to say. So it took about a year to finish the book, and now it's complete.
Excellent. And describe exactly what the five zones are.
Well, there are really two sets of zones. First of all, you can go through in the book, it's got a questionnaire, kind of a test, and you can grade yourself to your sexuality and your daringness, your adventures. And it puts you, the book will put you into where you fit into how, from anything from mild to wild, and what your, boundaries and values are, and what your likes and dislikes are. And it allows you to understand how to be compatible with your mate. And then we take that and put this into another pie chart, and we've come to reason that everybody's values and boundaries are about as individual as your thumbprint. Nobody's exact. You may be compatible, you may be similar, but you're not exact. It allows you to understand how to be adventurous and be respectful to your partner. In this pie chart, zone one becomes your routine. Every couple has fallen into a routine of somewhat. Whatever it is, it is. And everybody's different, but whatever it is, it is. Zone two talks about your fantasies. Now, what men don't really understand is that women have fantasies, and that women have even better fantasies than men do. We joke about saying that, you know, every woman can predict what her man's fantasy is. But if a man is able to understand his wife's fantasies and they can play on that, they can have quite a good time, again, falling into your values and your boundaries. So it all depends what works for you. So zone two becomes what you think about doing on a regular basis. Zone three is what you do in a taboo zone, I call it. And that becomes what you would do if you could have no repercussions, if you wouldn't hurt anybody, and so forth, if you can get away with it, per se. And zone four is what you would do to satisfy your lover. And zone five is a deal breaker, what you wouldn't do. So in the pie chart of the zones about your values and boundaries and your fantasies, that's that pie chart. The other portion talks about is mild to wild, and the stories in the book are adventures, and they're written in the zones from mild to wild.
Well, let me ask you this. What happens if a couple falls into two different zones? Is your book telling them that they need to end the relationship if they aren't sexually compatible?
Well, if they know that they're not sexually compatible, they're going to find out anyway, but this helps them. But no, you could have separate zones in your boundaries, but you need to talk about it. It's better to talk about them. I always encourage couples or people to more conservative really prevails. So you certainly don't want to get daring past the person's comfort level. And if you're way out of proportion, it's going to get doomed anyway. Although I'm here to help people not have them avoid pitfalls. But I always say when all else fails, you know, vodka really helps.
Today we're joined by Rob Goldstein, author of 51 Colors of Seduction, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Why should someone read this book?
Because people need to identify. I find that a lot of people may be stuck in routines, and I think everybody really wants to be monogamous. Or we'd like to think that people want to be monogamous. And I ask a question when I start a workshop is, what does monogamy mean to you? And it doesn't mean you have to be in a straitjacket or, you know, live in a nunnery. It means doing things together. As far as why would someone want to read the book, it's because people understand where they fit and how to identify their boundaries and communicate and also have fun. You can have fun and still be monogamous. You could be adventurous and daring and still be monogamous. So the book really helps people understand these feelings. I know that I wish I was able to identify them as I was going through them. I just knew that something was wrong. We were not zone compatible when I got married, and certainly not zone compatible when we split up. And I was always left when it wasn't done in tandem, any adventurous things, it became painful. But when adventures were done in tandem, they were great. So it teaches people how to respect each other's values and boundaries.
And do you offer workshops to couples to help them with their relationships?
I offer workshops at various locations and times, and I'm also willing to speak to couples. And I have a blog being created for my website, and people could talk to me about certain situations. I'm happy to talk to them.
And also, is this book a help to those that are having problems with their sex life?
Yes, it is. But if they're having problems that maybe just sex can't help, then they really should consult, you know, with a professional of some sort, a therapist of some sort. But I just think that a lot of couples maybe get stuck in I'm talking about in the sensuality portion. And I know that I've given people some little bits of advice and how they've gotten unstuck. I think that people fall into routine. I think people get jealous or afraid to talk about fantasies. And this book teaches people how to really talk about fantasies and enact fantasies. And they could be mild. An example would be, the book is written, you know, from a man's perspective. It's actually, there's a character in the book named Susie. So the book can actually be called The Adventures of Susie. But it teaches men that to be sensuous to their wives or their lovers. It's not about always going right for the erogenous zones. It talks about going to teasing and being sensuous and playful. So if you can get out of that routine and be a little bit playful, you probably can have it can be a lot of fun. Women want to be adventurous. I think everybody wants to be adventurous, actually. But and it's fun to get a little naughty, but all within your own boundaries.
I understand you have another book that you're working on. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, that's a sequel to the book. It's called 50 Pairs of Red Shoes, Every Woman's Ultimate Fantasy, and I will tell you that it's nothing about shoes, except the ties in are this. In 51 Colors of Seduction, the 51st story is going to our website, and enter to win a pair of Christian Louboutin shoes and enter a story, enter a fantasy or a story. And the winner of that will win a pair of Christian Louboutin shoes. We also have a website called 50 Pairs of Red Shoes where you can go on and write your story. So you have double chances to win a pair of Christian Louboutin shoes. The maybe top 50 sets of stories from the website will become the sequel to the next book, 50 Pairs of Red Shoes.
And in conclusion, is there anything specific that you'd like to say to the reader and or to the listeners?
Well, I think that people need to explore and be careful. And it talks about this in the book. We also teach men not to be afraid of toys. You can have fun with toys and make it kind of an extension of yourself. The book is available right now on Amazon.com. We're also working on getting them into bookstores. My website is 51colorsofseduction.com and also 50pairsofredshoes.com. And we would love readers to just have fun.
Certainly appreciate that information and your joining us today, and best of success.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
You betcha. We've been speaking with Rob Goldstein, author of 51 Colors of Seduction, and the website of reference once again is 51colorsofseduction.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.